This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. A Denver woman was one of 10 young leaders celebrated at the White House Thursday in honor of International Day of the Girl. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Denver East High School graduate Morgan Wilkins Dean says it was a little overwhelming to be honored by First Lady Jill Biden. She was selected for a policy she crafted with a Denver school board member to inform families about safe gun storage after 3 shootings at the school. Wilkins Dean says it's important to show girls they can make a difference.
You can do just as much as the boys next to you. Like, you can be just as loud as them. You can be make as much change as them. Like, it is okay.
And she's grateful for the women that got her here, including her Girl Scout troop and her mother. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado's health department is working to get more information out about circulating viruses. It's doing that through an updated wastewater surveillance dashboard. Wastewater testing of COVID-19 began during the pandemic. Now the state is tracking other viruses, like subtypes of influenza A, influenza B, and RSV. Trends for each can be found on the data dashboard. Allison Wheeler manages the program.
We can determine what kind of illness is circulating in a community without relying on that clinical care piece. It also can capture asymptomatic cases. And a lot of times we have wastewater data before we have clinical data.
The agency is also tracking H5 bird flu, which is currently spreading in dairy cattle and birds and has caused rare human infections. A warm and easy couple of days ahead for the Front Range. Sunny skies and highs from the 70s to low 80s. Mountain communities will see highs in the 60s. This is CPR News and KRCC.